A one-of-a-kind charity swim is currently taking place for the Gavin Glynn Foundation. The Irish Sea Swim was attempted three times before by a team of six in 1993 and finally completed on Monday, the 16th of August 1993, in just under 30 hours, setting a new long-standing Guinness World Record. And the Gavin Glynn team hope to beat this. Aidan O'Toole has all the details of the attempt. Hi, Aidan.
Hey, Declan, how are you?
Good morning to you. So what is this record attempt? What happens?
Yeah, so basically the guys are trying to beat a world record for the 100-kilometre swim from Holyhead to Dublin. So it's all in aid of the Gavin Glynn Foundation, and it's six swimmers swimming in a relay. Basically, they swim in tandem, one after each other. They swim for about an hour in duration. Which would be, you know, hopefully around 3 kilometres, they're estimating, for each at a time. But the problem with it is, for a world record attempt, if one pulls out or gets sick, the whole attempt is over. So obviously it's a massive, massive task to achieve it. And the record is standing at about 29 hours, 56 minutes swimming. So they're just trying to come in underneath that. At the moment, they're about 30 kilometres into the swim. Which is amazing. So, you know, it's on progress. They've been swimming for about, say, 12 hours now. So hopefully with tides and stuff, they might pick up a little bit of pace halfway across the sea. Communications with them is a bit of a tricky one, because obviously they lose a bit of mobile signal going out to sea in international waters in between the two countries. So they have a satellite phone, obviously, for emergencies and two support boats. The Infinity from Holyhead supporting them, and a crew on that. And they also have the 188, which is, you know, famed for being Conor McGregor's boat, well, his dad's boat that he got from. So with Tony McGregor in support, which is great.
Oh, excellent. So the rules about this, you know, the ways when somebody swims across a channel or whatever, they can't touch the boat and all that sort of stuff. They got to thread water and things. Are there any such restrictions? Is it purely a relay where they either hand a baton or touch the other swimmer and they take over? Which way does it operate?
Yeah, so it is underneath. It's governed by channel swim rules, which means if somebody, when Jerry Kennedy was the first swimmer to start last night, he would have dived into the water, and then for that whole hour he is swimming, he's not allowed to touch the boat or be aided in any way. He's also not allowed to wear a wetsuit, so all the swimmers are just wearing togs for the whole swim. So that, you know, that's obviously in the Irish waters and the Irish Sea, that's going to be very, very tough, because, you know, we can get down to about 11 degrees in temperature across, and then obviously you're contending with an awful lot of jellyfish in the Irish Sea, so, you know, getting stung and stuff, they just have to deal with it, which is...
I don't fancy that one at all.
No. So, like, even up to a couple of weeks ago, Declan, these guys have been training, you know, obviously a lot of them are very, very experienced swimmers, but, you know, they've been training for the last year for this attempt. About 2 weeks ago, we had to actually drop out due to medical issues, and another person had to drop out, you know, just to due to family reasons. So two swimmers actually stepped in at the last minute, which is, you know, even more impressive. One is Dee Newell, and then Anna McCarthy. They both stepped in at the last minute. We did actually ask a few local guys, like Dylan Kavanagh, he's a great swimmer from Bray, and Damien McKeever from Amphibian King. But they just didn't think they were prepared enough. Dylan was just off the back of a massive cycle for a charity, so we left them at it.
Okay, so anywhere we can follow them online?
Yeah, well, if you visit irishseaswim.ie, that has all the details, and it has a live swim tracker on it. It has all the information about all the swimmers, all their bios and stuff like that. So, but this swim tracker is great to follow, and I'm sure if everybody's in their office for today, they can keep an eye on it. That just pings the satellite, you know, location of where they are. It moves quite slowly on the screen when you're zoomed out, but if you zoom in, you can click on all the stats and see what speed they're going at.
Okay, well, let's know when. Let's say when they do it, Aidan, and the time, and the best of luck. Gavin Glynn Foundation, of course, the beneficiary of the sponsorship.
Yeah, and Declan, just before you go there, they've all been paired up with children that the Gavin Glynn Foundation are helping at the moment that are either currently overseas or about to travel overseas. And, you know, the whole swim is about raising funds, so it is vital that we're appealing for donations for this. We're trying to raise €50,000 from this swim, and that hopefully will help 5 or 6 families in travelling overseas for cancer treatment. And that is the important message of it.
Very good. Okay, thanks very much indeed.
So Aidan O'Toole. IRCSwim.ie. Thanks, Bill.
IRCSwim.ie. Thank you very much. Aidan O'Toole there. Best of luck to those fellas battling the jellyfish and the Irish Sea and the cold.